just on a much more smaller scale. It's just meeting between me and some Polish devotees, but then they made it to a big Sankirtan meeting, which in one sense, of course, is appreciated because I may be missing this festival a little bit. And anyway, first of all, maybe we get some nice visitors later on. I think Avichandra Maharaj will come soon. Maybe it's good to know first, all the devotees here are Sankirtan devotees, more or less? More or less? Full-time service? Yeah? Because it's maybe good to know. I would like to speak about something, first of all, more in a forum where devotees themselves can contribute, comment, share their experiences, which is basically the most enlivening thing on a Sankirtan meeting. And another thing is I would like to speak about more practical things, because the philosophical foundation and this we can hear in every lecture. That's but sometimes Sankirtan devotees have more the practical part problems they are experiencing in their daily service. Just in a case somebody is wondering why I'm sitting here, I spend most of my time in a North European zone under the guidance of Hare Krishna Swami. Maybe we can also share some with the devotees some ecstatic experiences we had with having marathons for Srila Prabhupada. I joined like 71, and we had several very wonderful Sankirtan marathons for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, which carried some spirit which I think should never get lost. To speak about Sankirtan as such, it's of course not that easy if one wants to take it in a very specific way, because Sankirtan means it's practically the essence of Krishna consciousness. It means Krishna consciousness. So to go in details, one would have to go in the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And I have to speak about so many aspects, which I don't feel certainly qualified to do though. But since I spend most of my time on the street distributing books, so maybe we can share some experiences from that practical field of book distribution, which will automatically reveal also so many aspects of Krishna consciousness. Because it's difficult to separate the philosophy of Krishna consciousness from book distribution. Anybody who is carefully reading Srila Prabhupada's books actually should automatically conclude by bringing them on the streets to the people one day. Srila Prabhupada, as he writes in Bhagavad Gita, he didn't write these books for the armchair speculators. In other words, for people just collecting dry knowledge. But these books are meant to be applied as vigyan, as realized knowledge. And therefore the service of a Sankirtan devotee is such an ecstatic one, because it brings the devotee right away from that somewhat artificial field of religious piety or strife after happiness and relief from material distress. It brings the devotee right away into the Sankirtan field, where one has to learn very fast to depend on Krishna completely without any artificial or hidden motivations. In other words, nobody can pretend anything on Sankirtan, and that makes Sankirtan so ecstatic, because there our material conditioning, our material identities which greatly predominate still our lives. First of all, we don't think anymore I am the big sense enjoyer, or we don't think anymore I am the big artist, or I'm the big musician. But we think maybe I'm the big Vedantist, or I'm the big devotee, you know. And we have so many designations we carry with us under the social pressure from outside, and we manifest so much charismatic behavior, partially under the fear that somebody may expose our weaknesses. But Sankirtan is such a wonderful service, it breaks through this. And there we are, completely helpless on the street. And then we cannot play some charismatic show or something like this. It's just not possible. We cannot come to the people with some wonderful tilak maybe and going, excuse me, I'm the learned devotee here and I want to inform you about love of Godhead. Probably, specifically in the Western countries, not so many people will respond to it in some respectful way. Who cares? They, our vana, ashrama, all these things, they go up in smoke because we are just standing there on the street, everybody of us, with a book in a hand. And people relate to us as we are Krishna conscious. Actually, the whole surrounding on the street depends on the consciousness of the devotee. Us, we are tested right away there in the middle of the whole presentation. So therefore it's such a challenge because we cannot pretend anything anymore. It's me, the conditioned soul, the helpless fool, completely depending on Krishna's mercy. There everything, as Hare Krishna Swami wonderfully described yesterday, everything depends, all this process of devotional service get activated and practiced right away there on the street. Externally, maybe we may not be even very qualified. We may be not of exact perfect Vaishnava behavior. So many faults are there because we have such a impious background. But Sankirtan brings the original, the essence of Krishna consciousness. This means the full surrender to Krishna. Sankirtan devotees very fast they get the realization that Krishna is not just in the pages of some book. But he is actually there. He is right away there with me on the street. And they see Krishna acting through the people. And therefore, actually, I know the oldest Sankirtani was, I was for some years traveling with Rohini Sutta Prabhu, which probably many of you know from his ecstatic Sankirtan meetings. So we had, of course, numberless ecstatic experiences. But the basic thing what makes one so happy on Sankirtan, because one gets faith on Sankirtan. Actually, Krishna exists. He must. Otherwise, I wouldn't survive the Sankirtan even 1 week. It's not possible to go out, to continue even the next week, without having already some sort of realization that Krishna is there. And Krishna responds to such a devotee. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, such a devotee is very, very dear to me. And he responds to him, speaks to him. He speaks to him through the karmis. He can say devotee. A devotee stands on the street and sometimes maybe you get tired. I remember once I was getting tired. And people came to me and said, can you speak a little bit louder? And I was saying, what a puffed up karmi giving me instructions here. But then I realized, actually, yeah, he's right. I can hardly understand what myself what I'm speaking about. Yeah? Yeah? Or you get moments where you are completely spaced out, you stand there on a corner completely tired, and suddenly a big fat guy comes the back and slams you on the shoulder and goes, keep on going! And then he disappears again. You never see him again. Well, you must conclude that there was where he got his inspiration from. Yeah. And I mean, there are so many stories from Sankirtan devotees know, everybody is experiencing daily. Where you can see Krishna on any... Sankirtan is a perfect balance. One has to balance one consciousness. Therefore, that awareness, that Krishna conscious awareness, that I don't trust this material nature 1 second. And one never knows. One never knows what happens the next second. And that awareness, that full dependence of Krishna, that is the Sankirtan that we get trained up on. Yeah. And that awareness, whatever one carries on later on, one may even do a different service, but if that awareness is always there, yeah. Therefore, sometimes the Sankirtan devotees may be blamed to be fanatics. But actually, if you see how horrible this material nature is, you cannot get fanatic enough to get out of it. Yeah. This is a quite a quite illusory argument, fanatic. Yeah, only somebody who feels very comfortable in this material world can say actually a Sanghita devotee is fanatic. Of course, there is another thing. There is such a thing like fanatism, but this total awareness that material nature is always changeable, every minute. It's changing all the time. It's unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen. And that full dependence on Krishna. Therefore, Sanghitan is so wonderful because it can never be calculated. It can never be rationalized. Huh? It can never, you can never say, okay, this is a technique. I got the technique now. You know? And you know, we know what happens to an older Sanghitan devotee who gets into this sort of consciousness. You know, I know the street, I know the people, I know the town, you know, I know the Sanghitan van, I know the Sanghitan party, I know him, I know him, I know him. This is, you know, my Sanghitan leader, I know, he always eats too much sabji, and I know him, you know, and this jai. One becomes very shallow, very superficial. This is a danger which comes from an older Sanghitan devotee. Therefore, it's so wonderful to see new devotees going on. Actually, what happened to me is after some years, 12, 13 years, I got quite some physical problems. Sankirtan is a bodily wiping out activity. So, you know, so it was difficult sometimes to keep up that, you know, that passion, quota, inspiration. Doesn't work anymore. We are getting a little bit older and the body is this and then, and you know, it's not that simple to be number one anymore. And then the factual test comes. What are you going to do for the next 30 years? So there we saw on Sankirtan devotees going, getting in the heavy tests, and then what? Then I'm not the hero anymore, I'm not the number one, social pressure is finished. Yeah, social pressure is coming, my results are finished. Then what? That actually is the only inspiration we can get if you look around and we try to inspire the new ones. There is so much life coming from a new devotee. I remember this personal is to be actually more blissful as to going out and doing being number one. To have some new devotee, to see him coming with his long hair and in a Sunday feast, stuffing himself full with halava, you know. And then you see something about him. Actually, is our new Sankirtan man. I used to have this very nice times with Bhakti Bhushana Maharaj, who is also here now. He has to have, in Germany, a very wonderful Bhakta program, where he was in a very wonderful way preparing devotees going on Sankirtan. And I used to have a traveling Bhakta program, and then there was a heavy boys. Then there was a, you know, the elite party leveling that was a heavy boys. No eating, no sleeping, no eating. Like that, you know, this marathon boys. So we had such a structure, and it was working very nicely. So I was always taking one from the Bhakta program. And it was the most pleasant times to see this, you know, this, you know, you come out, you know some verses Bhagavad Gita, but still there is so much idea what Sankirtan should be and this and that. And you see them the first day coming out, and they just, you know, the hand is shaking, and they sing. Everybody can distribute books, but not me. It doesn't work on me. It's not possible. And then you have to be around them, distribute around them in circles, you know. And then you see how the books go out, and they get faith. Hey, actually. And then I distribute the first book, and then immediately they blow themselves up, you know. I did it! It works! And then nothing. The whole day finished, you know. The rest of the day, empty. And then they just start to cry, you know. The next day they didn't manage to five books. And then they blow themselves up, you know. So, and then they realize, I have a false ego. And this is to be controlled. Mm-hmm. Krishna is very heavy if one is acting out of false ego. So, in this way, Krishna is taking care. Krishna has a perfect plan for everybody how to become Krishna conscious. And he is saying, as you surrender to me, I reveal myself to you. And Sankirtan, oh, if somebody wants to go out, that requires already surrender from the first minute. And Krishna immediately takes interest. Ah, he takes it seriously. Well, then I take him also seriously. And there is a special bonus, a special credit for the new ones. Sometimes the old ones get amazed. I am the older devotee here. I am regulating my eating. I am strict. And I have such a hard time on the street. And here comes a Bhakta Joe. And he just laughs and distributes the first day, you know, 20, and the next day 50, and the next day 80 books. I mean, he didn't do anything. He was eating meat one month ago. What is this? But this is Krishna's expertise. Krishna is giving a big, you know, like some taste. Come on, get ahead. Isn't it nice? And the devotee goes, yeah, it's great. And, you know, comes back in a van, looks on the Sangita leader, how many did you done? Yeah? And one thinks, what a puffed up fellow, and he's still distributing. It's incredible. That goes for some time. And then Krishna goes, okay, now that was a phase one, now comes a phase two. Now a little bit purification. And our dear Bhakta Joe suddenly, it doesn't go that easily anymore. Little bit police in between, you know, little bit rain, little bit losing some Lakshmi in between, this kind of things. So he gets a bit humbled. And actually, Krishna is very scientifically removing all the material motivations from the heart of the Sankirtan devotee. If one just continues to do that activity, everything will come out. We saw even the most foul devotees, most heavy guys, and nicely working out just by going on Sankirtan. If one just embraces activity, Sankirtan is melting everybody. It's melting everybody, it's bringing everybody in the proper shape. And that's a wonderful thing if you have like a Sankirtan Bhakta program. Then you can see out of that gross, you know, encagement, that conditioned soul, how it's shaping up and coming the real devotee, the real distributor. And every distributor is different, because every soul is different. He may even say the same, but how he's doing it, that's something very tasty to see. Every Sangitani is a different thing. And every Sangitani body, of course, he has his body too. So it's interesting how Krishna is using his body in a particular way. Actually, I would say most of the Sangitani, when he looks on the street, how they distribute, they are a little bit crazy, you know. You can see it's a little bit crazy what they are doing. It's natural because you are dealing with only with crazy people practically. So there is no way of to be sane. You may try to go ahead, and in some countries people are more sober. Maybe it's possible to present the books like, you know, hello, here we are, you know. I mean, in some countries it's not very impossible. People are such savages. That you know, that they see the books as something eatable or something like this. I mean, I could give examples of this. You know, most of the people we meet on the street, they are completely on a sensual platform. Completely. So we could even go so far to say that Sankirtan is, has nothing to do with a rational platform, really. You know, actually, what we are doing is completely irrational. Yeah. Nobody can ever understand how so many books, which we have sometimes hard time to understand, you know, can be distributed to people who for sure, many of them, cannot understand anything. I mean, sometimes they open this Bhagavatam, they go upside down, they go, what is this Chinese, you know? You see this wild look on their face, and they open this, and yes, it's interesting, but cannot read this. So Sankirtan is happening on the level of which we can specifically understand in Sridhar Mayapur. This is just a causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's actually the on the bottom line, the level where Sankirtan goes. And us, we are surrendering and we are receiving that mercy and becoming a tool in the hands of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is not a dry philosopher. Lord Chaitanya has humor too. So and Lord Chaitanya is full of bliss, eternal. Full of knowledge, of course. And that's the nature of a Sankirtan devotee also. By surrendering to the most blissful, he becomes also blissful. And that's the underlying energy or power which Sankirtan devotee derives to perform his activity. Sankirtan inspiration doesn't come from the mind. Of course, we are also using the mind. Of course, for sure it doesn't come from the senses. The senses will not inspire you to distribute more books. The senses will go, look at this and look at that, and immediately we are confused. The mind, he will not inspire you either. He is too slow. the intelligence, we'll just try to figure out how to get more sense gratification, that's all. And the false ego will scream at you, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Nobody likes these books. And people spit on you all the time. What are you doing? I'm mad. This is a false ego. Just see, he told you are an idiot. How can you continue like this? The whole life. You have to show them that you are not, so you are big. And as you try to show them you are big, well, they will show you, because regarding false egos, karmis are champions. You cannot compete. Even the most puffed up devotee cannot compete with a false ego or the average karmi. Not possible. You cannot compete on that level. They will defeat you in 1 second. So finally, we always end up in this helpless position. So where do we get our inspiration from? Our inspiration we get only from the spiritual master and Krishna. From Lord Chaitanya, that's where we get. And by becoming tool in the mission of Lord Chaitanya, yeah, then we are doing things we may not even ever imagine we have done them. Huh? Like sometimes Sangeetan devotee coming back in the evening, if you would play him a video of what he did on the street during the day, I don't think he himself would believe that. You do the most incredible things. You don't know what you are doing even sometimes. You are just blissful, that's all. This thing is far out. Therefore, one devotee surrendering in a shopping street, for example, you will find him being completely blissful. Another one, the same shopping street, the same people, the same town, he will not surrender, and he is very miserable. The whole world looks for him like a big, dark, black cloud. That's all. Yeah. And the other one goes, this is nectar here. I just met one, he took 5 books. And why? He doesn't know. Yeah. We were distributing the books sometimes on such a level. I remember we had in Germany a Nectar of Devotion, which was inside, the hardcover was white, like marble, and outside was brown. Yeah? So, I remember one devotee, he invented the mantra on the street, you know, this thing. He was going, this book is so wonderful. Outside like a chocolate, inside like marzipan. And people were like, how much? I'm just getting hungry, yeah? Because that's not to be imitated. You cannot imitate. This is just to show that the Sankirtan is on another level. And you didn't invent that mantra either. We didn't have a seminary on this, you know. Today we are going to say, outside is a chocolate, inside is a marzipan. These things come just in the mind, in the process of surrender. I mean, there are so many stories. I could go now for 6 hours just on this, you know. And it's, of course, funny to hear. But you don't learn so much from that. Generally, you just get the point that the Sankirtan is just an inspiration. It's something coming from the heart. And that, how to connect oneself to this powerhouse of love of Godhead, that's actually the science. And therefore, this is a great challenge for a Sankirtan devotee. How to connect oneself? So many other things are required. Starting with the 4 regulative principles and association with devotees. That is, one has to be very careful on this. If one is offensive to devotees, how can one be inspired to preach to the karmis? Then one has to find one's place in a society of devotees. That's also very important, to keep the mind peaceful. And one knows where I belong. Comes, you know, to the point of guna and karma. Okay, we are not this body, but we got the body. Now how can we park the body in Krishna consciousness, that car, you know, in a proper way, so we don't bump non-stop into others, into other devotees. Yeah? This is all part of Sankirtan. How can we stay peaceful in Krishna consciousness? Yeah? How can we... this requires brain. And we don't have a brain, we have to pray for brain. Obedience to the spiritual master, who will tell us, who will engage us according to guna and karma also, and who will tell us, now you do Sankirtan, now you take a break, now you go to Mayapur and relax, and now you go on marathon, you know, because as soon fanatism, this false ego fanatism enters, then things get out of balance. And we go, I go now only to Mayapur for the rest of my life. That may be all right for somebody not. Or one goes, I will go on the street and die. You know, that's another version. And I could speak about this once. I was I was locked in by Hare Krishna Swami in a room because I was on that point. I will die on the street. It wasn't very practical. Neither I could help too many other people. It was just crazy, you know. But I had the idea that this is how one ends up one's life in Krishna consciousness. It wasn't very practical. So this is all extremes which can be avoided by hearing, keeping the hearing activated. Therefore, a Sankirtan devotee has to be very careful to keep the ears always open. To state that the dog sees through the nose. Kami sees through the eyes. And devotee, he sees through the ears. By hearing from Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. And this way he's protecting himself all the time. So that awareness, that sensitivity must be there. Sankirtan devotees have a big challenge because they are the whole week out there, traveling. So that association they have in the temple has to be utilized in an extreme way, extremely proper way, because it's quite limited. Yeah. We used to travel for years on Sankirtan, hardly ever seeing the temple, just loading the books and going again. Somehow, I don't know even nowadays how we did it, but well, we survived that. Nowadays we have a much more, I would say, balanced programs, specifically in the Western countries. It's much more balanced, where there are all the devotees and there's lots of balanced association. So to make a long-term program how to go on Sankirtan, it's actually a science how to do that. There are so many other ingredients required. Anyway, without going too much in the length of this, maybe we could just have some exchange of experiences, some questions like that, and then we can hit more detailed points. Somebody has some practical question? Trick-wise honesty, you know, trick-wise honesty, that we get these artificial designations that are out of our heart, out of our brain. Everybody in the material world is carrying some artificial, you know, designation. Yeah, I am this and I am that. But who are we really? So, as soon as we come close to the truth, and doesn't include only truth, I mean the absolute truth, it includes the truth, who are we actually? What kind of body I got? What kind of modes of nature are bothering me? Yeah, where is the enemy? All these things, all together, bring us to the point of realization about our position. Many, many years ago, Hare Krishna Swami said something in a lecture which stuck really in our minds, the Sankirtan devotees. That it seems that in a material world, all the problems can be traced down to one problem, if we don't understand our position. And if you analyze all the problems we have, generally they turn around that. You think, I am this, and I am that. Okay, I'm not this, but I am that. Okay, and in this way, we sometimes get lots of trouble. Become dissatisfied in our service. We walk around looking for another service. Become dissatisfied on Sankirtan, you know, like that. And then we cannot continue our service. And about to speak of connect ourselves to the proper inspiration. We try to derive the inspiration from the false ego of which dictates us so many false identities. And there we are dissatisfied, of course. So to connect oneself, one has to put oneself in a proper position, of course. Therefore, like on Sankirtan, one just goes on Sankirtan. It's like, how do you learn to swim? It's difficult to learn to swim on a dry land. So you just push somebody into a swimming pool and then, you know, first of all, he gets a bit down, you know, and gets a bit water in the mouth. That's okay. But it's a very fast way how to learn to swim. And there is, of course, always some safety around. Sure. So Sankirtan, there is so much safety. There's the devotees around the spiritual master, and so much safety is there. So it comes in so many ways, so many requirements. There must be study, there must be simplicity, there must be detachment, there must be, I mean, so many qualities. Therefore, it's difficult to speak about the Sankirtan devotee. There is not the Sankirtan devotee, it's a devotee. And who is the devotee? Well, we find out in Prabhupada's books. So much to learn. Therefore, you will find Sankirtan devotees generally, they have this wonderful quality. They always want to learn. That's the very important requirement. They never settle down. They think, okay, I got it now all. They want to learn. And Sankirtan is a process where you learn. It doesn't matter. Sometimes we have marathons. I mean, I'm nowadays quite lots in temples, so I go out time to time. So you go out on the street and somehow it goes again, you start to distribute. So the devotees ask, how do you do this? I don't know. It's just a question of, actually every day is a new day. You cannot say, I know this one. No, every day is a new day. Every day you stand there, you don't know. Maybe the first karma will slap you in the face. Maybe he will give you $100. Who knows? You don't know. And that's a wonderful thing on Sankirtan. You are forced to depend on Krishna all the time. To discover actually Krishna. Where is he? What is he going to do today with me? And where is me? Am I puffed up? I was thinking I'm humble, but now I see I'm puffed up. There were days on Sankirtan, you know, where you go around and you, in the morning, you think, I chanted my rounds. Yeah, didn't eat very much, I'm not tired, I'm not sick, and then you go out, nothing goes. Because you calculated Krishna, like in a calculator. You were saying, I'm going to calculate him today, and this means Krishna comes out. No, he will not, because he will not be counted, he will not be calculated. Yeah, and then what? And then again, surrender. And there are days where you wake up and you are sick, and you know, and you change your rounds, and then you try to go out, and you think, this is going to be the worst day of my life. And you go out on the street, you know, every Sankirtan devotee knows this. You go there, you think, not today, today is nothing going to happen. But I am going to do this because this is my duty, and this is the order of my spiritual master, so I am just going to do this. And you go, hello, take one of these, and they go, how much is this? And you go, well, just give what you can. Well, is $100 enough? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. You go, well, that was luck. But the next one is going to be a demon, because today I couldn't even punch a demon in the nose. I'm so finished. And the next one goes, oh, yeah, can I help you? You know? And then you go the whole, I remember that was the best day on Sankirtan I had. In the evening you come back to the van and you still have fever and you still, you know, and you go Haribol. And the devotees come back and go, Sankirtan! They go, how much? And you go, 140. And they go, oh! How did you done that? I go, I don't know, I'm sick, I have a fever. Haribol, Hare Krishna. And you just think Krishna is so amazing. Krishna is so wonderful. It's such a, you know, satisfaction of Sankirtan devotee is somewhere else, as in this external level. Satisfaction is deep there in the heart. Actually, I'm going to serve Krishna my whole life anyway. And suddenly you have this deep inside the feeling, nobody can stop me to do that. It's a wonderful thing. Nobody can take this away from me. And that satisfaction, that makes people to take a book. If they meet somebody like this, they think, they, you know, the funny thing is, karmis are all the time in Maya. But they know if you are in Maya or not. I don't know how they know that, but they know this. They are very sensitive for that. They know exactly if you are puffed up or not. And if you have this humility in the heart, this full dependence on Krishna, they will feel attracted. They think, found. I know, like, I was with Rohini Sudha Prabhu out. If you see how he distributes books, you will see nothing. You know Rohini Sutta? Somebody of you know? You know Rohini Sutta? Everybody knows. He has absolutely no physical abilities to do Sankirtan, never had. He joined my van as a bhakta. He was so weak. He almost, the child died under undernourishment. So he was so weak. I had to chant with him the rounds. He was hanging over my arm here. We were chanting the rounds like this. And I let him go. He was dropping down. He couldn't stand on his legs. Every morning the same. Like this. And he was, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then I put him in a van and I put him on the street. Those times we had the Sankirtan bag. It fit like 70 Gitas inside. It was like, it wasn't bags, it was like kind of sofa, you know? It was a kind of sink like this. I imagine nowadays it looks monstrous, you know? It was like some Mataji made these bags with this gumi inside here. It's a huge thing. And then we had, I remember, 60 Gitas inside, and then there was a 10 on top for 70 Gitas like this. Loading like camels, you know? So I remember when he said that, I had to always, he was so tired in the morning, he was always, and then I put him in over there. And I put the bag around his neck and loaded him like, you know, then and then I turned him direction shopping street. And then he was going, you know, he has this funny legs, you know, it's like matches, you know. And then I was saying, he will not make it even to the shopping street, you know. So I loaded my bag and I walked out and I see him in a shopping street. You know. Completely bliss, just flying through the shopping street. I mean, he is an embodiment of spiritual energy. Just, you cannot physically explain this. It's impossible. Sankirtan doesn't depend on these physical abilities whatsoever. And he is going until today. The older devotees sometimes are just, you know, and then he goes along again, marathon after marathon, and still out there, and, you know. Unbelievable. This is spiritual energy. So Sankirtan doesn't depend on physical things. It's just spiritual. He is connected. This is the only science how to do it, to connect. It's a question of purification. But it's a question also of sincerity and putting oneself in a proper position. How do you connect yourself to the electricity? Well, you have to put your finger into the, you know, then it comes. Sankirtan devotees, they get so addicted to this sometimes that they don't want to go down even from the street. Because they want to be always, you know, always connected. Always. Sometimes this is also somewhat mundane. They come to the temple and they just, you know, power is out. We used to curse ourselves. We don't go to the temple anymore. This is fanatism. It was like climbing up the iceberg, you know, and then on Sunday you go down again, and then Monday again, to keep the consciousness on that level. But this is artificial. One has to be trained up to be Krishna conscious all the time. And that's the science, how to become one with the mission of the spiritual master. How to be oneself, unite oneself so much that there is no 1 minute one doesn't live without that. There is actually devotees, they walk around, like Rohini Sutta. He walks around, you look at him, you think he must be a book distributor. Yeah? Because it's just, what he is, the mind is just thinking all the time. It's the only thing you can speak about. And there are devotees which you see, he must be a pujari. You remember the deity just by seeing the devotee. He is so devoted to his service. That's actually a devotee. A devotee you see just by looking at him, you see what kind of service he has. He's so devoted. A preacher, you realize, preacher is such a, he lives on it. He always wants to preach to others. And then Krishna consciousness becomes very tasteful. It's not this, you know, give me, give me, give me, and why I'm not happy in Krishna consciousness, and remove my problems, please. And everybody has the problems. They're all the time there. Sankirtan devotee learns how to put the problems on a shelf, and they are just there. We used to have it Rohini Sutta and mantra, because every day we came to another town, and there was always something. Too little people, or too much rain, too cold, too warm, or something. So we always met on the street, and we always used to analyze this. Oh, this town is just too heavy, and it's just, you know, and it's too much sun and too much heat, and it's too much rain and it's too cold. And then we realized, what are we doing here, wasting time? So we had just one mantra, like, you know, just keep on going. And then we meet each other, and we always just keep on going, just push on. And then we just keep on going, and just the other stuff was going on all the time anyway. Yeah. Something else?
The body has senses and needs, so this is like a
dream. Yeah, you can do something. Yeah. I was just... Oh, yeah, this is from the yearly. Yeah. This is from the whole world. Mm-hmm. I just don't know. You think it's good to read these numbers? I was just thinking more, because I don't have so much, you know, for a long time. Keep it more on the exchange level. The devotees, I feel more alive and nice by that.
There's a nice story about how someone became a devotee. They were a cat burglar. They were a thief. They'd break into houses, steal TVs, radios, and then they'd go sell it for money. So this one devotee...
Difficult with the mic here. Can one disconnect this?
This one devotee broke into a house. He's a thief. While he was in the house, the people started to come home. He said, oh, no, I got to steal something. So he grabbed something, he ran out the back door. A little while later, he looked, it was a Bhagavad Gita, and he read it, and he became a devotee. So these books are like time bombs, Prabhupada said. So I won't.
There's a... there's one nice thing about Sankirtan, that we can experience the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, how it's activated even in the most foreign parts of the world. Like, I'm now in Sweden, and this is far, far away, like really north, where people are just used to be Vikings, you know, savages. And they still are. They got some computers and they got some cars, but otherwise they are still the same nature is there. So even there one can see how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya is activating people. People are extremely impersonal in these parts of the world, you know, because very, very, very remote parts and very cold. People are very impersonal. But even there we can see. Srila Prabhupada's books are there. I remember Avinash Chandra Prabhu, he told me a story. He was preaching in Hungary. And Hungary is a very spooky place. Very ghostly. It's a very ghostly place, you know. So you make a program like that, and people just sit there, the whole program. You can have 200 people, but they all sit there. Romania is also like this. And then he was thinking, oh, what a public, you know. And Nitya Gaur Haribol. There are places like this. So, you know, he was thinking, what a public. So then he always said, okay, so here we are, Hare Krishna movement, and we are not just body, we are spiritual soul. And by the way, we have some books here, you know, from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And everybody jumped up and they all bought a book, and they sit there again. So he realized it was actually a good program, because, you know, everybody got a book. So there are things like that where you, when saying it, and you realize this is just happening. You are just looking. What can you do? You know. Yeah. We had experiences like, yeah, there are so many Sankirtan stories. In Germany, we had a wonderful pastime with demons. Actually, the country is called Dagestan. It's, you know, it's just consisting of demons, mate. I mean, people are generally okay, but they are so demoniacally trained and very aggressive and passionate. But it's a wonderful country for Sankirtan because they buy books. They just do. But you meet always, you know, Germans. Everybody knows Germans, these square guys with this helmet, you know. This is a mentality of anybody you meet in that country. So if you just live on the street, you meet continuously people coming, you know, do you have permission? You know, this is the first thing. And if you go, yeah, and you go, good, how much? You know, it's like they have a very square understanding of the world. But it's quite easy to deal with them once you understand the mentality. Even police is coming. I mean, I don't want to get in details in the police leelas, but, you know, every country got its own problems here and there, you know. So, again, if one actually is spiritually satisfied, you don't take this so seriously. For a devotee, this street is like a theater, you know. Actually, everybody is playing some sort of game. Like, we have our misunderstandings about our identity in our and struggling to get rid of it. So they have, I mean, what to speak of them? Everybody is living from that. Doctor, doctor, PhD, and this and that. And they put this plates on a door. And this is their shelter. They take shelter in these false designations. Bhagavatam says it's a world of names. Just names. And they are taking full shelter in it. So Sankirtan devotee is very expert because he knows this. So as an expert physician or a doctor, he's dealing with these names, you know. Yes, Mr. Doctor, Doctor. Even Srila Prabhupada said, you are Americans, so I came here to make you to a better American. You know, which sounds kind of good. But he used this nationalist, you want a really good American, because a Krishna conscious American, you know. So this, or you are a Christian? Well, I will make you a better Christian. Yeah? So a devotee, he doesn't artificially immediately discourage people from this. He rather introduces a medicine, you know, putting it on a sugar, you know, in a proper way so they can take it. And this, therefore, every Sankirtan he becomes more and more expert scientist on the street. There was a devotee, so Prabhupada used to say, you can give book to everybody. By understanding that, you know, the covering of that conditioned soul, in mature devotee, he says it's just this mantra level, you know, just, hello, here we are, and we are distributing this. No, okay. Hello, here we are, and no, okay. You know, and you go to everybody, like, until somebody just clicks in and he takes it. That's good. It's good in the beginning. But there's another level of Sankirtan, where one just starts to understand the covering of people. You know? And you go, hello, hey, professor. And he goes, how do you know I'm professor? You know? I remember once I met a hunter like this. I was going, you know, hello, hello, how is the hunt today? And he was going, how do you know I'm a hunter? He wasn't dressed as a hunter. You know, this professional hunters, you know, hunter club or something like this, you know. And he was going, how do you know this? He goes, well, you know, this is yoga, you know. Take one of these. It's everything in the book. You want to read people's mind? You know, or demons, it's very easy to see. Yeah, there are always these vibrations all over the world. Demons have the same vibrations generally. You know, they wait for you to steal the book. You know, so we used to do this. It's really funny. You know, they see you passing out the books. So they wait. They're just on the line as you are coming to steal the book. So they wait. And then you are coming, hello, hello. And you know, he's waiting there. So generally we avoid them. But sometimes I just couldn't do this just to have some fun. Just went to him, you know, and you hold the book very tight. So you go, hello, and he goes, it's for free, it's for free. You know? But he is amazed because you are passing out the book so freely. But in his case, it doesn't go out because you hold it. So I was just in Tosin, this book is just an exhibition, you know, copy. It's just glued here, you know, it's just for showing. It happened to me in my Christmas marathon in Berlin. You know, a guy pulled a gun on me, a real one. He was in the middle of the night, he was distributing day and night. So he distributed night, and suddenly, just instead of Lakshmi, he pulls out the gun. I don't know why, but I completely spontaneously put the little finger inside. I was going, so now what? And he was just, start to laugh. It was so spontaneous. He just couldn't, you know. I didn't know why I did that. He could also push the sink and my thing would be gone. But this kind of thing, you know, the Sankirtan can be so nice. You just feel like nothing can stop you. Nobody. And it doesn't matter how many books you distribute. There's one thing about this quota business, you know. It can also damage a devotee, you know. If you get too much social pressure on this, then you forget why are you actually doing this, to give people